we're going to shift gears now to a special guest who is joining us via Skype. I'm very pleased to have with us Mr. Alkas Çakmak, who's a representative of a prominent Turkish writer. He's also the writer of Pleasant Words from the Gospel, Wisdom and Sound Advice from the Torah, and Islam Denounces Terrorism, among many others. He's a political analyst who specialized in the Middle East and Eurasia affairs. He spent 15 years in ex-Soviet countries. He's an expert on interfaith relations. He specialized in Jewish-Muslim cooperation. Mr. Çakmak, welcome to the Ringside program. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Jeff. And how are you? How is New Orleans?
Oh, we're wet. It's rainy.
Yeah, it is the same here also. We see the clouds outside.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. Welcome aboard. You sound like you're next door.
Thank you.
So tell us about Turkey. There's been so much turmoil there recently with the attempted coup and all the various arrests. What's going on?
You know, we had a huge coup attempt on the 15th of July, and we were, as a nation, under severe attack from our own jets and from our own tanks. But the Turkish nation get on the streets to demonstrate against the coup. And thanks God, we find a bright morning. It was a dark night, but the morning came so bright. And now the coup is over, and we are getting our time back.
So what kind of... now tell us what you were doing on the night of the coup.
You know, it was a dark night, as I told you. And we were, Mr. Adnan Oktar, and with him we were in the studio broadcasting on the TV live on 12 hours. And we were asking our nation to go out in the streets to protect our democracy. All through the night, Mr. Oktar reminded our people that we should not mix soldiers of the coup attempt with our own soldiers. He said we should treat the innocent soldiers kindly. And he asked the parliament members to keep the National Assembly open. And it was an, the coup, our studio was very close to district called Çengelköy, and we had 17 civilians shot dead. It's, 17 people on the streets just few meters down the hill of our studio. And they all died appalled to defend our democracy. And all the shootings were clearly heard from our studio, and supersonic jets and attack choppers were flying over us. It was an extraordinary night for everybody. But it was a sunny morning for the nation, for our democracy, and for our country. And I believe it was a sunny morning for all the world.
Now let's talk about what sort of international impact do you think this coup attempt is going to have?
Jeff, I'm sure you also know that Turkey is in the crossroads between Western and Eastern civilizations. We are surrounded with countries in civil war. The war in Libya, the coup in Egypt, civil wars in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen. They all cause a lot of damage to our close and far neighbors. We have cities destroyed and countries were torn apart. And it is not only the Muslim world. When we go north, we see that Ukraine is still in civil war and Georgia is just recovering from past conflicts. So Turkey is the only country in the region with a stable state structure and a strong economy. We host around 3 million Syrian refugees. And as long as Turkey is strong and stable, the world is more secure. The military coup would have destroyed all of this structure. And Mr. Oktar has been emphasizing on Turkey's role in bringing peace to the region. We have historical and cultural bonds with the people of the region. So we believe that Turkey should function as a peace corps in the region.
Let's talk about the leader of the movement who lives in the United States, if I'm not mistaken, and Mr. Gulen. What evidence is there that he sort of was the leader of this coup, and what do you think should happen to him?
You know, he lives in Pennsylvania, so many in our nation believe that Mr. Gulen and his movement is responsible for the illegal coup attempt in Turkey. But, you know, we need evidences approved by courts to make this allegation. We have legal proceedings going on right now. But Mr. Oktar repeatedly asked him to openly condemn the coup and say that soldiers who shot innocent civilians in cold blood are cruel murderers. But we didn't hear any response of this kind from him. It is already obvious that many of the coup plotters are followers of Hizmet movement, the movement that is founded by Mr. Gulen. But the chain of command of the coup is yet to be determined by the trials.
Now let's
in the justice system.
Let's talk about the opposition parties. I mean, is there a thriving democracy there? I mean, do you have freedom of speech? Do you have dissent? I mean, is it a dictatorship or is it a democracy, Mr. Çakmak?
Thank you for this question. I know that there are so many articles about Turkey which is stating that there is some kind of our society is highly polarized and there was a civil war inevitably coming. But the night of the coup, our beautiful nation falsified all these predictions. Our political leaders showed that we want to meet on common grounds, and our most important common ground is our faith. It is our nation and our homeland and our flag. So in the rally in Istanbul, we showed to the world that we were united under the Turkish flag. But keep in the mind that we feel ourselves as a part of the Western world. And in 1963, we undersigned the partnership agreement with European Economic Community. In 1987, we applied for full membership. We are a member of NATO since 1952. And we accept the U.S. and Western allies to be our friend and strategic partner on this point also.
Syria is quite a disaster, isn't it, Mr. Çakmak?
You know, the problem is, I think that Syria and Turkey should keep their strength, integrity together. Otherwise, you know, the world is now in the region is around to collapse now.
Well, let's do this. Let's do this again. Fascinating discussion. I want to thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Alkas Çakmak, joining us from Istanbul. Very good discussion about an important issue and what is going on in Turkey. A country that's been really at the forefront of a lot of this turmoil in recent weeks.